Hamas thanks United Nations, best day for terror group since October 7. By Joel B. Polak on December 13, 2023. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, who has become a billionaire while living in comfortable exile, thanked the United Nations, UN, on Wednesday for a General Assembly vote that demanded a ceasefire in Gaza, without condemning the terrorist organization. As Breitbart News' Francis Martel reported, the General Assembly, whose resolutions are non-binding, passed a ceasefire resolution several days after the United States vetoed a similar resolution at the United Nations Security Council. The vote came the same day as President Joe Biden bashed Israel behind closed doors, and the same day that Hamas terrorists managed to kill 10 Israeli soldiers, including a colonel and a leader of the elite Golani Brigade, in an ambush in northern Gaza. The wealthy Haniyeh thanked the UN, as well as Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who has also pushed for a ceasefire. Haniyeh also blasted efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip and claimed to be ready to talk with other Palestinian factions. His statement is as follows, via Abu Ali Express and Google Translate. Anyone who thinks about the Palestinian issue or a government in Gaza without Hamas and without the Palestinian resistance factions is delusional. The aggression will end and the resistance will remain the defender of the rights of the Palestinian people. We express our appreciation for the positions of the UN Secretary General. We welcome the UN decision last night. We are open to discussing the possibilities for organizing the Palestinian Inner House. I emphasize that we stand firm, our people are patient and fighting, and we are sure that the occupation will disappear from the world. The UN is stacked against Israel, and has been since at least the 1970s, when the Soviet Union convinced the African and Asian nations to oppose Israel. Many continue to do so, including those under the sway of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Haniyeh has taken refuge in several countries, including Qatar. Reports in the Israeli media on Tuesday suggested that several Hamas leaders had left Qatar for other countries and turned off their phones, possibly fearing future assassination by Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.